This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 137 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, we will be speaking with Primal Times about a new twist on public proxies. Here's your hosts, Woody and the Beast.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Sitting next to me is the Beast. Hey, Beast.
Hey, Woody. No discussion about weather. No discussion about my day. No discussion about anything. I've got a topless woman on our video Skype line.
The only thing wrong with that is that the listeners won't see them.
I know, but I can taunt the listeners by what they're missing.
Oh, you're going to do play-by-play?
Okay. Well, yes, something like that.
All right.
Hello, Frank and Chelsea, a.k.a. Primal Times.
How's it going?
Chelsea. Just yes. For our listeners, how amply endowed are you?
38 triple D.
Triple D?
Yes.
Oh, and listeners, they are now on to perfect. Frank, you're a lucky man.
It's okay that nobody can see them. Most of the people in this country have seen my boobs anyway.
I see.
Yes. Listeners, this is Primal Times on FET. So you can go out if you're on FET and look up this profile and visit with Chelsea's endowment. It's quite stunning. And the rest of her is beautiful, too.
Well, thank I would you. Say.
You all have a fairly new group on FET that's growing at a huge pace. Mm-hmm. How did this come about?
It was actually his idea.
Blame the man.
We were looking to do something different that we didn't see anybody else do. And we thought, you know, everybody shows pictures of what they decide, where we let the people in our group decide what she's going to do.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It was his original idea. He brought it to me and he said, you know, I think it would be awesome to like, nobody else on FET's doing this. It would be like a total original idea. And then he came up with a couple weeks ago that we could incorporate some of our FET-like friends into some of the What Will Chelsea Do's. Like the people that vote religiously every week, they come up with a great idea. And every few weeks, we'll actually have them in the Monday night. What Will Chelsea Do? We'll have them be a part of it so that it's like interactive in a way.
What does Chelsea do in these events?
We give three options. It could be anywhere from flirting with a complete stranger and seeing what happens, taking my boobs out at the train station when a train is dropping off, going to a truck stop, seeing if I can get a trucker to touch my boobs or get me to, he'll let me suck his dick or something like right while Frankie films it.
It's usually just, we try to do something that is daring that most people, most people are like, wow, you know, I could never do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a movie out right now called Nerve. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's Truth or Dare Without the Truth. Mm-hmm. So it sounds very similar.
Nothing bothers me. I will do anything. I never get afraid. I never get like freaked out. He's always gonna rein me in. He's like, wait, you have to wait. And I'm like, why? I'm totally good right now. And he's like, no, you have to wait.
Has this gone wrong at any point?
No.
Because I
reined because her. He reins me in. I probably would have been arrested a long time ago.
She's usually not aware of her surroundings. She'll be like, oh, look, there's a person. I'll pull my boobs out. And then I'll be like, no, we're standing in front of a police station. She'll be like, oh, okay.
Well, maybe I could get the cops to touch my boobs. I'm sure they want to.
I'm sure they want to, but they're going to be sure their face is hidden during this encounter.
It's always good to have the voice of reason, though. Isn't that true, Frank?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It keeps us out of jail.
How did you two meet?
We actually met on a dating website called plentyoffish.com. And he actually found me because he wasn't in my search parameters because I had a non-smoker and he smoked. So he actually found me.
And she hasn't fixed that problem yet, Frank?
No, not yet. Soon, though.
Soon. So Plenty of Fish, that was a dating site. I vaguely remember hearing of that. And how long ago was this?
A year yesterday.
Oh.
We just celebrated our year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
You all were kinky individually before finding each other? And
believe it or not, I'm kind of shocked we're even into this. To give you the quick story, years ago I went to a dance club and there was another section that was sectioned off. And they were putting on a show, and I decided to check it out. And it was a BDSM show. And at the end, they, you know, you could go around and see the equipment. And one of the women there that worked there decided I would be the volunteer to show some people, you know, the different equipment. So next thing you know, I was blindfolded, handcuffed, and fight or flight kicked in. But since I was handcuffed, it was, you know, it wasn't many options. So it was just like a really big mental adrenaline rush, like something you couldn't even describe it unless you'd actually been through it. And so after that, I always kind of had that, you know, I wanted to get that feeling again. And in a prior relationship, I had done a few threesomes. So, you know, it kind of interested me and I brought it to her. And, you know, when we first met, she was like the real nice girl. And mm-hmm. I apparently corrupted her and mm-hmm. slowly introduced her to the site. And we talked to people and here we are.
Yeah. I had never done a threesome, or I was totally like vanilla monogamous before him. Like, I never even thought about it. Like, I had thought about women for a while, but I just thought it was like nothing I would ever do. I thought it was just like a phase. And then like with a woman, and then I realized I was really bisexual all those years. So that was kind of a big shock. It kind of all snowballed after that. And I just didn't think I could even do it. And then he was like, let's just go to AVN and go in the booths. Like, it's like a porn store.
Uh-huh.
And they have like the viewing booths in the back.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, we'll just go in there and we'll see. And you might be cool with it. If you're not, it's cool. I'll drop it. It'll never come up again. No problem. So I was like, all right. And then we left the door open and somebody came in, and I didn't realize how like, what an exhibitionist and how wild I really was until that time. Because it was actually me who had the idea to leave the door open, and he was actually nervous. And I was like, why not? And I had the door open. I didn't realize I had any of that in me. I thought I was just like the goody-goody, like, two-shoes type.
How long into this relationship did all this start unfolding?
That was pretty early. That was probably
like 2 months.
Yeah, like six
2 months,
weeks.
2 months in.
Okay. So your first time in the booth was quite an experience, I take it.
Yeah, we ended up, somebody came in the booth and fucked me while I sucked him. And then he ended up being like a regular guy. We actually became friends with him, and he ended up being a regular guy for a while. And then he moved, but he came to see us all the time. We'd have dinner together and everything. We were friends too. And then he's in some of the movies, the videos on FET that we have. He's in some of those.
Okay, I'll go back and screen those yet again. It's such a hard thing to do.
So what are your hard limits?
I don't do any kind of, like, anal or, like, anything with poop. I don't do any kind of poop. I don't want to put my poop on you. I don't want your poop on me. No offense to anybody who's into that, but I just don't, like, no. That's non-negotiable. I don't do anybody peeing on me. I mean, I don't care if you want me to pee on you. I mean, I could do that. Yeah. I'm not really into it, but if the person wants it, I'll do it.
Basically, for her, it's no bathroom stuff, no anal, no. It's more of a swinger thing, so it's not into, you know, marks or blood or cutting.
Yeah,
or stuff
I don't.
Like that.
I don't like any kind of pain or anything. I'm not like one of those pain sluts or anything like that.
Besides an occasional, you know,
butt
smack
spanking
on the ass or grab her
yeah
by the hair.
I was thinking there was a swing element. Do you all swing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And you discovered that also when you got together, when you hooked up?
He had mentioned it to me that he had experimented in some prior relationships with threesomes. But it was never a steady thing. It was like a once or twice occasion. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. But then we kind of just got into the booth thing, and then we liked it. So we continued getting unfit, and it just went from there.
Tell me about your prior sexual history, Chelsea. This kind of begs to be asked. What was your dating life like before?
Well, I went on a lot of dates on plentyoffish.com before we met.
You went on dates?
Oh, stop. You knew.
Were they dates or were they hookups?
They were just dates. They were just like dates. I had a couple of one night stands, but it wasn't like everybody. It was just like a couple. And then I was married for a long time too before that. So, and in another serious relationship after that. I didn't really get a whole lot of action until I got with him.
Now the numbers have definitely increased in the variety and so forth. You put together the group, and the group is growing at phenomenal rates. You said it was up to 425 or so people?
I think we're at 403 people in 25 days.
25 days. And are most of them local to your area?
Probably about 2/3, but there are people that, you know, just like to vote and are friends on the profile. And, you know, I just think a lot of people like to get interactive, but, you know, most probably two thirds of the people are from around here because they see her at events or us at events or, you know, they're hoping that they can actually get included in one of these events. So yeah, probably like mostly local, but there are people in the group from pretty much all over the world.
So they want to peek into your life and what you're going to do next.
Yeah, well, they like to follow the adventure of it, you know, because some of them are too shy to go to events or, you know, they don't know how to get involved in that. They're afraid, you know, they've never been to an event.
Well, you are such an accessible couple. I can understand the draw for people there. What was the most surprising thing that your voters voted for?
We've only done a few weeks as far as that.
I think it was probably the last one they picked that I flirted with a stranger at Blue Hills than the truck stop.
Actually, I think it was the one before that where she was standing in front of probably about maybe 15, 20 feet in front of the train tracks. The train pulled up and waited till people started coming off the train, and she completely pulled her shirt down and exposed her boobs. And we have the pictures to prove it.
And you give a lot of commuters on the way home a happy story, I'm sure.
Yes.
How do you dress now, Chelsea? Has this awakening changed the way you approach life overall, or just when you're out for a adventure?
No, I think I've gotten more free with my sexuality. I think I was more inhibited before in my marriage especially, and then like later on I kind of like just stopped being so scared about what other people were going to think, if people were going to think I was a freak or, you know, whatever. So I think I've really gotten way more free with myself and accepting of my own sexuality and myself as a woman.
Well, you are a gorgeous example of woman. Do you have a daytime job?
Yeah, I work at a gym.
Oh, okay. So you're a fitness person, huh?
At the front desk.
You also have events.
Mm-hmm.
And those events are right now, this season, wrapped up around football. And tell our listeners what those events look like.
Do you want to explain?
Well, it's basically football and blowjobs. I actually kind of came up with the idea.
It was his idea, too. He comes up with all the good ideas.
We like taking pretty cool pictures, and one time she was performing oral on me while I was in the middle of watching a Celtics game last year, and I had a beer in my hand, and I'm like, you know what, this is like the life. So I took a picture of it, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I'm like, you know, I'm sure everybody else would think it was pretty cool too. So that's where I came up with the football and blowjob party.
Did you miss any of the football game?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's preseason, so nobody cares.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But do they really care if they miss it anyway?
Yeah, so that's how we came up with that. And, you know, what's better than a bunch of people sitting around watching a game, having some food and drinks, and getting a blowjob?
Chelsea, were you a oralist before, or is this a newfound passion?
You know, honestly, I was very shy in bed. I never was never like wild like that before I was with him. In their 20s are very like, can be very shy. Like, it depends on how you were raised. I don't know. I was raised Catholic, so it's like everything's bad, you know?
But now it's all good.
But yeah.
Now it's all
good. Now that Darth Vader me took her to the dark side.
And Frank, we appreciate that a whole lot.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm?
Chelsea, what does it feel like to be provocatively dressed in this, I presume, mostly masculine arena, and then crawl to your knees in front of a stranger? What's it feel like for you?
It's exciting. I mean, it really doesn't embarrass me. Nothing embarrasses me. I'm like so comfortable with everything we do. And he'll even tell you he's so nervous right before. And then as soon as she hears people like chatting and like asking for her and talking to her, she's over it and she's, hi!
It's like a switch is flipped. She'll be nervous before anybody comes over. Then second people show up, you'd swear that she knew them for years.
Well, it's like a performer. When they go out on stage, they're like really scared. And then when they hear the audience clapping and applauding and chanting their name, they're like in stage mode. It's like that. It's like I flip the switch and I'm totally in like stage mode and I'm like ready to entertain and like do my thing.
So does that person have a different name?
No.
Oh, they're both Chelsea.
They're both Chelsea. Yeah.
I am having to draw a comparison between this Chelsea and Chelsea Handler. I think this Chelsea is even more provocative.
I would say definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have a career in television here.
If I have my boobs out all the time, I might.
So you're talking about threesomes and things. What is the highest number you've gotten to?
I did a gangbang with some friends. We've done nine. There were nine men at the gangbang all together.
And you were the center of attention.
Well, there was, our friend was there too, so. She got just as much action as I did, but she's fabulous too.
Recently, we did a show on gangbangs, and the female perspective is always interesting on that. What's in it for you?
I like the attention. I like the adrenaline. I like the energy.
Something different.
It's something different. I like the mix of different people. They could be African-American people, Hispanic people, Caucasian people, Arabic people, Middle Eastern people, whatever, you know, and it's like a mix of different energy in the room all at once. And you just a different, it's like a different culture almost. It's just, I don't know, I just,
culture.
It's just different because it's like you get that vibe that like you feel like you're getting so much from so many different people because, of course, they don't just fuck you, they talk to you too. So they lay on the bed, they talk to you, they tell you about themselves, and you get like, then you get somebody else that's originally from like Middle Eastern, and they're telling you about their culture, and it's like traveling.
Without leaving the bed.
I find that interesting because some of our gangbang girls we've talked to, they really are just want straight to the sex. Some of them don't want to know about their partners at all.
I mean, I guess I'm just really super, super friendly. So people see that and they think that I'm just super easy to talk to. So they just chat with me. Sometimes while they're fucking me, they'll be talking to me, telling me stuff.
Easy Chelsea. I can see it now. Okay. Orgasms. Do you have them?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know here if that was part of the adventure for you or if it was strictly about the high you got for meeting all the new people.
I think the high is more for me because I can have an orgasm with my BF/fiance/future hubby. So that to me doesn't add anything to it. It's the adventure that I get when we do that together and we experience it together. It's like this high, this euphoria that you can't find anywhere else.
When you're doing something that you don't do every day, It doesn't make it better. It just makes it gives you a different type of rush that you don't normally have day to day.
I understand that. Woody, I nominate Chelsea for the next UN ambassador for the United States.
I think that works, if not president.
Secretary of State.
There you go.
There yeah. we go.
Yeah.
I mean,
world peace.
World peace. Peace. Yes. Yeah. I can see this now. Diplomatic relations will take on a whole new meaning here.
My mind boggles thinking about that.
It does. As long as it's not the Trump administration, probably. Donald might lock her away for his own use.
He does like to keep nice-looking ladies.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. How big do these football events get to be now?
That is something that we just recently started, and actually both times we've done it, it's been kind of last minute.
Yeah, it was like really short notice. It was like 24 hours in advance notice, and we still yeah. actually had people show up, and I was surprised that we were able to get as many people as we did, because there was so short notice.
And the amount of people that say yes compared to how many show up is a lot of people, they see it and it sounds great and it sounds like their fantasy, but they're just not able to do it. So, of course, you get, you know, a lot of the same messages, like it could be six guys that all got stuck in work at 8 o'clock at night during a Patriots game, or their cars broke down, or their sixth grandmother passed away. Learning experience.
That seems to be exactly what our last guest explained.
Yes.
was the number of catastrophic emergencies was just astronomical.
And I mean, I understand, because I mean, for a lot of people, they live through the fantasy. It's easy to be like that online, but when you're looking somebody in the face, it's a reality and they can't deal with that.
I think the ratio actually will go up in time. It's because once you have people that do show up are going to come back. And mm-hmm. then you have another party and half don't show up, but the half that do want to come back. So I think you start off, you know, 50 to 60% or maybe even more might not show up. But once you start getting the people that do and start getting regulars, then, you know, at some point in time, 90% of the people that we invite are going to be people that have said they want to come and actually show up. And the people that say they're going to show up and don't, you get one or two chances and then out the door.
That's what we're hearing is a three-strike rule is mm-hmm. what some people do.
You can't keep still reserving a spot for them and bumping somebody else if they're not going to show and that other person wanted to be there.
Yeah, because we have, you know, a limited space. Say we wanted 12 people here and, you know, 12 people say they're all going, more people ask to go, we say no, there's no room, and then seven show up. Well, those other, you know, three more people could have came. Mm-hmm. So I don't even believe in the three-strike rule. For me, it's depending on the person, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're there, you have some performance issues, I'm sure.
Yeah, there was somebody that left. He was just couldn't deal. And I understand it's not for everybody. I could have taken him in the room privately if he wanted to do that. I did it for somebody else. So it's not like a big deal for me. I do whatever I can to accommodate people, you know, if they're afraid or whatever. I try to make people as comfortable as possible.
Chelsea, what do you think your limit's going to be on this? How many men in an evening do you think you can handle?
Actually, we're trying to invite couples as well as women, too. So it's not all going to be just it's whoever comes. I mean, it would be great if we had a good mixture. So.
I mean, I feel bad, too, because I feel like I can't give everybody my undivided attention all at once. So I try my best to make the rounds, so to speak, and try to give everybody equal attention and an equal chance at whatever. But I feel guilty sometimes that if somebody has to leave early, I can't get to them because somebody else is taking longer than I thought they would, and I don't want to rush anybody's like, so it would be nice to have a couple of couples here so they could chat with them.
Woody, this is an amazing hostess, isn't it?
The hostess with the mostess.
Yes, it is. As we're winding this down here, what's the future hold for you all?
That's a good question. Well, we
porn.
Porn.
Porn?
All right. I like it.
Porn.
Don't listen to her. No. We have these regular parties that we go to that we like, and, you know, we're hoping to build our group up bigger and make the parties bigger and possibly host in a bigger venue at some point. But we also like to try new places once in a while for new experiences. And to be honest with you, if you look back a year to where we were today, it's an unbelievable jump. So who knows where it's going to go.
Well, we extend an invitation for you to visit Nashville.
Absolutely.
I would love to.
It's a fun city, and I'm sure we can find you some trouble to get into.
Oh, yes.
Do they allow boobs out down in Nashville?
Depends where you take them out.
Do they allow them out in Massachusetts?
We find ways around.
Okay. The same thing here. We can find ways. We want to thank Frank and Chelsea, Primal Times, for joining us this evening. Please look them up on Fed. Primal Times is their name. We wish them the best. Thank you all.
And join our group.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I feel so famous, like Britney Spears before she went crazy.
You have been listening to episode 137 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of all our kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week when we speak with a wild woman on 12-step programs.